Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Sleep tight, but keep one eye open. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Does Jennifer Soto have immunity in the case of the murder of her daughter? Her boyfriend, Stefan Stearns, now, of course, charged with that murder and 60 other counts of sex crimes, facing the death penalty. But what about her? That's the question we've been asking for quite some time. We're about to take a listen to a newly released interview of Jen Soto with police. This is an interview that took place on April 18th of 2024 at the state attorney's office. The interview occurred after Maddie's body was discovered on March 1st of 2024. At that time, while Stefan had been charged with 60 counts of the sexual abuse crimes stemming from the information and the images that were found on his phone, no one at this time had yet been charged in Maddie's death. However, 6 days after Jen Soto's interview that you're about to hear, Stefan was charged with first-degree murder in Madeline's death and, of course, now does face the death penalty. So now we get to the question of immunity. Key details from this interview indicate that Jennifer was present with her attorney due to an investigative subpoena, which compelled her to attend. She had no choice but to go to this interview. However, she was granted derivative immunity. What exactly is derivative use immunity? Which means while the statements that she says basically in this interview cannot be used against her in court, she could still face prosecution if other evidence of the crime comes to light and is discovered. Importantly, in this interview, this immunity is not total, okay? And Jennifer could still be charged if other independent evidence arises. It makes some more sense now as to why she has not been charged, because she seems to be a wealth of information for authorities against Stefan. As of the time of the interview, Jennifer Soto is not facing any charges. And as of the time of us giving you this audio of this interview, she also is not facing any charges. Let's take a listen to this interview.
Good morning. We are at the state attorney's office in Kissimmee. It's 8:57 a.m. It is April 18th, 2024. I am William Jay. I am the division chief for the homicide unit. With me is Danielle Pinnell, also from the homicide unit in Kissimmee. Can the detectives identify themselves?
Detective Mark Morris.
Detective Kyle Smallwood.
And with us is
Jennifer Soto.
With your attorney,
Matthews Barker.
All right. We went over some things before we went on the record and told you the opportunity to ask any questions that you needed to ask. If you need a break to consult with your attorney, that is absolutely fine. We'll all step out of the room, turn off our recorders, and let you exercise your constitutional right to have counsel. There's no problem with that. There's water fountains here. There's restrooms. I don't know if you're a smoker or not, but like if you get desperate, we can make an outside break time, but we are kind of under time constraints. With that all said, would you raise your right hand, please? Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, this is an investigative subpoena, so you've been compelled to be here. And in our country, under the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment as applied to you under the Florida Constitution as well, you cannot be forced to incriminate yourself. So anything you say today can't and won't be used against you unless you just don't tell us the truth. And I've already explained to your attorney, Mr. Bark, whether or not you've made any inconsistent statements in the past, that is dirt under the bridge. And either a misdemeanor was committed or it wasn't. But we're not going to be using that as a basis of some sort of perjury by false statements, because those other charges wouldn't be perjury anyways. So the most important thing today is to tell the truth. I also explained derivative use immunity, which means if you said that there was a gun, and obviously there's no gun in this case, buried in your attorney's yard, we couldn't go dig up that gun if you told us that, oh yeah, there's the gun that was used is right there. We wouldn't be able to do that. We would have to show that we learned all those things independently from this interview. Okay? Do you have any questions? All right, so let's get started.
Before you start, let me just make sure we're clear on the record. Off the record, we had discussed our position on the concerns we have. Ms. Soto was interrogated by law enforcement previously. She was under a tremendous amount of duress and stress, being that her child was missing and then she was informed was found deceased. There's been media posterity about this. There's been people asking for her to be prosecuted, tarred, feathered, executed. And so with that said, we have the concern that you brought up about if there's something said inconsistent today, not being used against her for filing a false police report.
All right. So, for example, if she said something that was false then, and we have no idea that it was false now before this interview, but she comes in and admits that it was false today, we can't use these statements or that admission that it was false against her, just like we couldn't use anything else against her from this interview.
Okay.
All right. My understanding is that on February 25th of this year, you were working at the hotel on Disney property out of Coronado Springs.
Yes. Yeah. You have to answer
out loud and loud enough to get caught in the report. I know you're upset. I know.
Yes.
All right. And did you get off at 10 p.m.?
Yes.
All right. Did you go directly home?
Yes.
About how long does it take you to get home?
About 25 to 30 minutes.
And when you get home, who is downstairs, if anybody? You have a two-story, is it a townhome? Is that the best word for it?
Yeah, it's a townhome.
If anybody is downstairs, who is downstairs?
I saw my daughter Madeline and Stefan.
Do you recall what Madeline was wearing?
No.
And do you recall what Stefan was wearing? When you get home from work, do you need to kind of eat a late dinner before you get settled in for bed?
Yes.
And do you eat there at your home?
Yes.
What do you eat?
I think I had a pub sub waiting for me in the house, a sandwich.
Okay. Did anybody join you in sitting down and eating?
No, I ate in my bedroom.
Okay. Did it look like anybody else had recently cooked food or eaten any food there that night?
From what I saw, no, I didn't see anyone cooking, or it didn't look like anyone had been cooking.
Okay. I believe in one of your former interviews, you mentioned that Madeline might have gone over with you kind of what she got at the birthday party, since you didn't have the chance to go because you were at work.
Mm-hmm.
When and where does that occur?
That occurs right after I get home. It occurs in my bedroom. Everyone's in my room.
And so by everyone, let's just be clear, since I understand you have some roommates. So what do you mean by everyone?
Madeline, Stefan, and myself were in my bedroom.
Okay. At this point in time, do you recall what Madeline was wearing?
I don't know.
Let me ask it a different way. Can you tell me whether or not she was wearing a long-sleeved green sweatshirt and jeans?
Oh, no.
Okay. Would she have kind of been in her bed gear, or do you think she could have still been in the dress that she wore to her birthday celebration?
She would have been in pajamas. I can't recall the exact pajamas, but she would have been in pajamas. She had already, by this point in the evening, she had already showered and changed out of that birthday dress.
And was it your understanding from your sister that she had gotten dropped off about 8:30, she being Madeline?
8:30, 8:45, something around that time, yeah.
And what's your understanding as to when Stefan had gotten there? If you know. If you don't guess, it's fine.
Actually, while he's saying that, this is important. So there's things that you might think should be a certain way, because that's just the way things go. But don't just guess based on past history that it's the same as what happened on that particular day. If you don't know, you don't know.
Then, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what time he got there.
Okay. You were at work, so I just didn't know if, like, sometimes families check in, hey, I made it, by text or by phone call or anything like that. Do you not remember any of that?
I don't remember.
Okay. How long were the three of you in your bedroom?
I'm going to say for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did Madeline tell you about the party?
She was really happy.
Did she tell you what food they had there at the party?
Yeah, she, they had her favorites.
What are her favorites?
Puerto Rican food. So, arroz con gandules.
All right, so you're going to have to translate to English. I know frijoles and arroz and a couple other things, but help me out.
If I recall correctly, she had requested rice. It's a type of rice and beans.
Mm-hmm.
It's rice with pigeon peas.
Okay.
And pernil, which is, I'm not sure how to, it's a pork, but I'm not sure how they cook it.
Okay.
So it's cooked pork. That's typically what she requests for her parties. That's like her favorite meal.
Okay. And what kind of gifts did she get?
She got a lot of money.
Okay.
That's what she ended up showing me. I think she had a few trinkets, but like most of it was just a big wad of money that she was so excited for.
Is there any particular reason Stefan couldn't make it up to the party? Because it's my understanding he didn't exactly work or anything.
He wouldn't have been invited. The party was held at my mom's house, and my mom and him have never had a great relationship. She's never liked him. So he wouldn't have been invited to the party at all. It just would have been my whole family and then me. If I hadn't worked, I would have been there.
Okay. Now, during this 30 minutes that the three of you are in your bedroom, is Madeline engaging in any of her kind of nighttime routine or, you know, getting ready for bed? What else is going on, if anything?
We spent a long time talking about gifts and having her show me, and then we counted out our own money. I can't remember if she had finished with all of her bedtime routine.
Okay. Does she brush her teeth at night?
In the shower.
In the shower? Okay. Uh-huh. And that occurred before you got home?
Yeah.
And my understanding with her nighttime medication is that's something that you would like to make sure she had a bedtime or so?
Something like that, yeah.
So were you present for that occurring, or did that occur after you got home?
That did not occur on my call. I believe I had instructed Maddie when she got home to go ahead and take them herself.
Okay. And is that something that she's allowed to do?
From time to time, yeah.
When you say they, is there what my understanding was there was some hydroxyzine. Is there anything else she takes at night?
Just hydroxyzine.
All right. And the Miralax is when?
Miralax is...
So that would have been earlier while you were at work, too, if she took it?
Yeah.
May not have, because she was at the party?
Yeah, because she's been... Because I had been training at work that week, and we had been going back and forth with my mom's a lot, the Miralax wasn't consistent.
Okay. All right. Now, Madeline, does she lay out her clothes for school the next day, or is that something she gets in the morning, makes a game time decision like my kid?
Typically, it is a game time decision morning of.
Okay. What about this specific evening? Do you remember anything about it?
Yes. This evening, we had, I had already discussed prior to Stefan coming to visit that he was going to help me take Maddie to school that day. So because I knew that that was what was going to happen that night, I had asked Maddie, pick out your clothes, have everything ready, have your backpack ready, your water bottle, everything you need ready, so that way you could just grab your stuff and head out. It won't be too much of a hassle in the morning. And so she did. She picked out her clothing. I asked her what she was wearing, and she told me what she had picked out. I said, okay, fine.
All right, so she picks it out, but does she physically take it out of somewhere, wherever she stores her clothes, and put it somewhere?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure if she took that clothes upstairs with her or anything like that.
All right. So as far you didn't see them in your room, and did you have the opportunity to kind of see her cubby part of the living room to see if she had put them in, on her bed or anything like that?
I hadn't seen them.
Does Madeline have like a water bottle or a hydro flask or whatever the kids call it that she likes to sleep with and bring wherever she's sleeping?
Not that stays downstairs in her backpack, and then she'll clean it in the morning and then fill it back up and leave it in her backpack. That typically stays in the backpack.
Okay. Favorite stuffed animal or stuffed animals? Anything that always goes with her wherever she's sleeping?
She does have a few stuffies and blankies. Did I see any that day?
Yeah, specifically, did you see if she brought any of that stuff upstairs with her?
No, I didn't see any of that stuff upstairs.
Now, separate question. Generally, habitually, like your attorney was saying, there's a difference between specific memory. But generally, would she do that? Not saying that you saw it that night.
Generally, would she do what?
Have stuffies and blankets and her favorite stuff.
Yes, she typically would.
So if Stefan says something like Maddie's building her nest and getting settled in, would that to you mean like her stuff is part of this nest? Or what do you think that would mean, if you know?
Sure.
Okay. Do you recall getting that text from Stefan that night that Maddie had settled into her nest for the night?
I don't remember that text, no.
Okay. My understanding was that at some point you told them it was time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Do you recall about what time that was?
Around 11 o'clock.
So that's consistent with getting home at 10:30, having this half hour discussion and eaten your pub sub? Is that a yes?
Yes.
All right. Do they comply with your wishes to go upstairs when you say that at about 11 o'clock?
Yes, they do.
Is there any further communication between either you and Madeline or you and Stefan about, all right, kids, it's time to go to bed, anything like that? Or was that the last you had heard from either one of them that night?
I think at some point, Stefan comes downstairs to use the restroom and then goes back upstairs. But I don't, after that, I don't recall interacting or saying anything. So.
Okay. And my understanding is that you had some sort of parental controls over Maddie's phone. Is that accurate?
I'm not sure by parental controls exactly. I didn't have any limits or anything on the phone set up.
Well, like, for instance, if she wanted to install Game Pigeon, does that have to go through you?
Yeah. So any permissions for any apps, she would have to ask me for.
All right. And does that ring a bell as to occurring that Sunday? Game Pigeon? Okay. All right. So that's the last time you hear from either one of them until the morning. My understanding is that Stefan comes down and is dealing with your dog. Is there any communication other than perhaps Stefan coming down to use the restroom? Is there any other communication that you have between Stefan and Matt? Do you see them? Now, I've said communicate. Do you see them? Do you go up and check on them? Do you see Madeline or Stefan from the point you kick them out at 11 p.m. until you see Stefan at 8 in the morning-ish is what you guess for the dog?
Yeah. No, I didn't see them.
Okay. Now, when you go to sleep, do you sleep through the night or do you kind of wake up and not have consistent good sleep?
I sleep through the night.
Okay. So there wouldn't be any points in time where you get up and you're taking steps or just checking on your phone because you can't go back to sleep. As far as you remember, when you go to sleep, you're out until the dog thing in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear or see anything during those hours involving Stefan or Madeline?
I didn't hear or see anything that night.
Okay. All right. What's the first thing you remember when you wake up after having gone to sleep?
I wake up to Stefan trying to put the leash on the dog.
Okay. Now, is this the first time that you've ever woken up to Stefan trying to put a leash on your dog, or is that something that has occurred before in the past?
I'm going to say this is the first time. It's not normal for any of us to put the leash on the dog on the bed because if he's on top of any like bed, couch, anything, he'll pee. He gets really nervous. You have to do it on the floor. So I found it really weird that he did that. But
all right. So let me ask it a little more broadly. Is this the first time Stefan's ever come into your room while you're sleeping to take the dog out for you in the morning?
I can't recall if he's done it before.
Okay. Did you find it unusual then? Or what did you think when this is occurring?
When it happened, I think it was more... I found it off, but I was more worried over the dog. I was like, please don't pee on the bed. I don't want to do laundry.
Okay.
So I was more anxious over that. He put the dog on the leash and told me to lay down and go back to sleep. And okay. I said, okay.
So were you not laying down when he tells you to go back and lay down?
No. When he put the leash on the dog, I shot off the bed because I was going to help him. I was like, no, let me do it. And he's like, no, go back to sleep. I'm fine. I got this.
Okay.
I said, okay.
Now, do you go back to sleep or do you check your phone or do anything?
I think I go back to sleep. I look at anything.
In this period of time that you have been awoken by Stefan, do you hear or see anybody else in your household?
I hear somebody in the kitchen. I'm not sure who it was.
Okay. Could you identify it by size, like their steps? Could you identify gender by their voice? Anything like that? Well,
all I heard was sounds of like cabinets shutting, like somebody in there shutting, like looking for something and shutting.
Okay. Now, if your daughter had been awake, would she come in and say goodbye to you before school or not? Just let you sleep.
I would have hoped she would have come by and say goodbye to me. I can't remember if this is one of the first times that Stefan actually took her to school, so I would have hoped she would have said goodbye, but I'm not sure.
All right, so do you fall back asleep?
I do.
And when do you wake up and how do you wake up?
I wake up at like 9 o'clock in the morning to my alarm. I wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning to my alarm. I get ready. I think at around 9:30, 9:45, I leave for my doctor's appointment.
Okay. So in this period of time from when you're waking up and getting ready, do you see anybody else in your home?
At this point, I'm not too sure. I know throughout the day I've seen my roommate in the kitchen cooking and doing her thing, but I don't recall if it was at this time.
Did you see your daughter this morning on the 26th? Did you have any texts or phone calls or any other type of communication through any possible app on your phone? Like, hey, mom, love you at school, whatever. Any communications from Madeline?
Anything from her? Nothing.
All right. How about from Stefan by the time that you wake up at 9? Any texts or communication from him? Maddie's dropped. I'm off to the game store or whatever he's doing.
No. I didn't hear back from Stefan until 10, like 10:20-ish. And he had told me he left his phone at home that whole morning by accident. And I had asked him how the morning went, how was Maddie? And he let me know that this morning went great. We made great time. She got busy super quick. He was going to take her to McDonald's for breakfast, but she changed her mind. All she wanted to do was sleep in the car, so he let her sleep. He took her to school and dropped her off, or he said he dropped her off, and that was it.
And you had a 10:15 appointment for a blood draw?
Yes.
And did you go anywhere else prior to getting to your appointment for your blood draw? Did you go directly there or not directly there? That's basically the question.
Oh, I went directly there.
All right. And after your blood draw, did you go directly back home?
Yes.
About what time did you get home?
Sometime between 11:15 and 11:30.
Did you have any other appointments or doctor's appointments later in the day?
I was supposed to have had one, but I canceled it.
When did you cancel it?
That same day.
Why did you cancel it?
Because it was a $350 Botox appointment that I didn't want to spend the money on. I changed my mind last second.
Okay. When you get home from your blood draw appointment, is there anybody else at your home?
When I get home from blood draw, yes, Stefan was home.
All right. And can you describe what he's wearing, what he's doing, his demeanor, what's going on?
I can't recall what he's wearing. It might be a red shirt with a graphic on it.
Okay.
He's sitting in my bedroom on my desk.
Prior to you getting there, he's in your room? Or is that where you guys go to talk?
That he was hanging out there in my room.
Okay.
My room is kind of like the general hangout spot.
Okay.
I walk into my room. He's sitting there on the computer chair. He's talking, acting normal, asking about the morning and how everything went, and that he let me know the errands that he ran that morning or what he was up to.
And what did he say he was up to?
He said he had dropped Maddie off at school and then afterwards went to a vape shop so he can buy vaping things.
Okay.
But that the store wasn't open, so he waited a long time for them to open. They never did. So he drove around, killed time, and then eventually made it back to my house at like 10:20. When later on, while he was, when I got home and he was home, we started discussing, or he started telling me that he was going to go back out to run a few more errands in a little bit down 182. And he gave me the name of a few stores that he might stop at. And I'm like, okay. I asked him if he wanted to meet me at my house by 2:30 so that we can go pick up Maddie from school together. And he said, yeah, he'll be back by 2:30. I said, okay.
So was that the plan, to get her together? Or was it ever discussed that he would get her alone?
The plan was for us to get her together.
Okay. All right. And so does he leave before you leave?
Actually, before this, while we were still discussing, while we were having the conversation on the in my room, he did mention at one point, while he was sitting there, that he had to reboot his phone, or that he had to update his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? He had to update his phone. So I said, I told him, stop avoiding it, do it. Like, it's a bait to take a while. Like, do it. And while he was updating his phone, he said, I don't know what I did, but I just factory reset my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's weird. I didn't know that you could do that. He said, yeah, a button popped up and I pressed it and it just reset my entire phone. And I'm like, oh, that sucks.
So does he leave before you do to go do these errands he was telling you about?
Yes, he does leave.
Do you stay at home until it's time to go get Madeline?
Yes.
Do you hear anything from Stefan while he's out doing these errands?
No.
Okay. So 2:30 rolls around. Is Stefan back home yet?
No. At this point, I leave.
Do you try and call him or text him or communicate with him?
Yeah, I had been calling him like maybe starting 15 minutes before I was supposed to leave just to see where he was.
Did he answer?
No. I leave at 2:30. Around 10 minutes later, I get a phone call from him. And he said, I'm so sorry. I left my phone at home again on accident. I was driving down 182 and my tire exploded or shredded and I had to pull over into one of the plazas and change my tire. He said he hurt his thumb doing that. And that, he was late and didn't make it back on time for that reason.
All right. When you leave to go pick Madeline up at 2:30, do you take her phone with you?
I do.
And how is it that you come to get her phone to go with you?
At some point in the morning, I was organizing and putting things away, and I walked into her bedroom, and I saw her phone on her dresser. And I just assumed, oh, she must have left it here while getting dressed and forgot it.
Okay. Was it on?
Yes.
And sometimes when you bump or move phones, the notification screen comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to do that? And did you see if there was any incoming notifications that she had missed?
I hadn't seen any, no.
Okay. All right. So you go to school, and due to time constraints, like an NFL football game, we're going to kind of jump ahead a little bit. My understanding is that you want to be first in line,
mm-hmm.
and you have to get there early to do that, and I understand that.
Yeah.
She doesn't come out.
She doesn't know.
Did you call her phone?
I did.
Why did you do that?
Because I forgot I had had it with me. I was like, where is she? Why isn't she out yet? So I start calling her phone, and then I start realizing I'm hearing vibrating. And then I look down and I see her phone's with me. I'm like, oh,
okay.
How am I going to get a hold of her? Because I'm the first in line. The cars behind me already have children. They're full. They're waiting for me to leave.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to kind of jump ahead. Did Madeline ever complain to you about believing that Stefan had taken her Christmas money?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Christmas money went missing. And we were both... I don't even know how to explain this. We had collected all of her envelopes with Christmas money and consolidated it into one. I'll put all her money into one.
Yeah.
And then I said, I will put this somewhere safe. And I thought I had put it in my nightstand. A few days later comes around, whatever. We start looking for it or asking for it or something like that, and we can't find it. We can't find it at all.
So let me just narrow it down. Did she accuse Stefan of taking it?
I'm not sure if she did directly. We both had the suspicion, but we're like, no, could he have? No, I don't think so. But I eventually found that money.
Okay, I was just going to have the mystery end. All right. So you had just started this job at Disney Coronado Springs like a week or two earlier, is that right?
Yes.
And your sister and other family members would help with Maddie getting to school because of your job?
Yes, my mom and my sister, yes.
Okay. Why is it that now Stefan on February 26th is coming up to help as opposed to any of your family members helping getting Madeline to school?
I had asked for him to come and help me because I think I was working a lot of night shifts or like really late shifts. And I just wanted the opportunity to see Maddie, like, because I wanted to spend more time with my daughter throughout the week while I was working versus had she had stayed at my mom's, I wouldn't have seen her all week.
Okay.
So that was just me wanting to see her and spend time with her.
Did Madeline stay at your mom's house fairly frequently?
Every few weekends here and there, like just for the weekend kind of thing.
So like if she described it to her friends as like her second home and like kind of offer up its better jacuzzi and pool, does that sound like that's the place?
Yes.
Where does Madeline sleep when she's over at your mom's?
She will sleep in bed with my mom.
Okay. Did she ever have sleepovers? Like have friends come over and sleep over?
Slumber parties, no.
Did she ever go and attend any?
No.
Is there any particular reason? I mean, she's a 12-year-old girl on the cusp of being 13.
Yeah, I've been very uncomfortable with sleepovers just because I know what can happen. Anything can happen in a sleepover.
Well, then you can be the host house like we kind of were. You never hosted any sleepovers for her friends?
For her friends.
Did she ask about it?
Yeah, she did ask.
Was it probably a source of contention or arguments?
It was, I guess what was the source of argument is her and she wanted to really sleep over her best friend's house. And I just kept saying, no, 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 you never know what could happen. I don't know the dad. I don't know the brother. I don't know anybody there. Like, I don't know what could happen to you. So, just afraid of her getting assaulted.
Okay. Did Madeline do her own laundry?
Yeah.
Did she cook for herself?
I was teaching her how to make a few things. So, I mean, yeah, she could, I guess.
Okay. What's her normal routine for getting ready for bed?
We give her her meds.
I'm sorry, take your time.
Get ready for bed. I'd give her medication. She would get in the shower.
Take a long shower, I understand.
Like an hour plus, yeah.
Okay.
She loved it. She'd get out. She'd get dressed. She'd let her hair towel dry for a while, and then she would brush it. We would watch some TV. She'd probably have a snack before bed as well.
Okay. What were kind of her nighttime uniforms? I mean, everybody kind of has their pajamas, but they're not necessarily pajamas. What was her routine nightwear?
She really liked wearing shorts. So she had a few pajama outfits, but she really liked wearing shorts and baggy t-shirts.
Okay. How about her routine getting ready for school in the morning? What's that about?
We'd wake up. The alarm would start ringing around 7:30. We'd snooze it up until 8 o'clock. Then she'd get up. She'd get dressed. And then she'd lay back down in bed while she would wait for me to make her breakfast.
So she would. She's a breakfast eater?
Yes.
Okay.
She'd have breakfast. Then she would start, you know, with... brushing her hair, brushing her teeth, putting on makeup. I would give her ADHD medications for school.
Is that every day or just school days? So it sounds like you're heading out like 8:45 or 9?
Yes.
And it takes like, what did you say, 15, 20 minutes to get to school?
Yes.
And first bell's 9:38?
9:20.
Something like that. 9:20, okay.
Yeah.
So on Monday the 26th, 7:30 seems like a really early time to depart to go to middle school, even if you're getting Mickey D's. What was the discussion about when Stefan and Madeline were going to leave on the 26th?
There wasn't one.
So you didn't know anything about these plans, or did you? Or
I knew that they were going to go to McDonald's, but not 7 o'clock in the morning. That wasn't...
Okay.
I had assumed like 8 o'clock. But even then, 8 o'clock is kind of early, like 8:30, because you could just go to McDonald's, be done by 9, and then drop her off at school. But McDonald's is right the block away from the school.
Madeline's not driving, so she can eat while she's riding.
Yeah.
And she takes about an hour to get ready in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
So if they were leaving at 7:30, you'd think she'd have to get up at 6:30 to get ready and go through a routine, right?
Yeah, that's extremely early.
Okay. And is that what Stefan told you? After these events unfolded, was that they left early, like 7:30? What did he ever tell you?
It was early. I can't remember the time. I think I dropped her off in front of her school sometime between 8:15 and 8:45.
You say I. What do you mean by that? Did you drop her off that morning?
No, I'm speaking, sorry.
Okay.
As what Stefan was telling me. Stefan let me know that he dropped her off sometime between 8:15 and 8:45 on the road by the church close to her school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember asking him, why so early? That's too early. School doesn't start until 9:30. Why did you drop her off that early? Oh, I don't know. We just left the house and made good time. I wasn't paying attention to the clock.
Okay. Did Madeline ever have like effects from taking the hydroxyzine in the morning? Like still be kind of sluggish?
Yes.
How often would that occur? Was that like every morning or not every morning?
Not every morning. If we happened to give her medication later than normal and routine, that would happen. But,
okay. And were there ever any instances where she had taken too much of the medicine? Perhaps you and Stefan had given her medicine, not knowing that the other person had?
Yes, that's happened once.
How before? Just once or more?
I want to say once.
Okay. Were you taking medicinal marijuana in pill form at any point, or THC?
Yes.
And what do those pills or tablets or capsules look like?
They're purple capsules.
Did you ever suspect or confront Stefan about giving those medications to Madeline?
No.
So during this incident where Madeline had been double dosed with hydroxyzine, do you recall any conversation you had with Stefan and inquiring as to whether or not he had accidentally given her any of your THC?
that hadn't occurred to me. I had asked him the day that, the one morning Maddie wouldn't wake up and get ready for school, and she was just out of it. I assumed it was medication related. Okay. But I didn't realize, I'm like, did this one medication hit her too hard because we gave it to her late? I called poison control. Mm-hmm. I needed to see what would happen. With, at this point, I think I had gotten Stefan to admit that he gave her a second dose of the sleeping meds as well, because he thought I had given it to her in the first place.
Okay.
But that was with hydroxyzine. I didn't know anything about THC, the marijuana.
I'm just asking you.
Oh.
I'm asking if you remember having that conversation. There is a conversation on your phone about you were relaying that Madeline said that she suspected that it was different, bigger pills, and you relayed that to Stefan and had a conversation with him. And if you don't remember it because it was a year ago, that's fine. My next question is, you have two female roommates?
Yes.
And one of them has a child, a son that sleeps part-time over there?
Yes.
And so my understanding is they're kind of, it's like a, I don't know what to call it, like a bed and breakfast. There's numbers on the doors upstairs.
Yeah, not, I don't know. I just, to make it easier for the roommates, I just labeled each bedroom.
So they're in 2 and 3.
Mm, yes.
All right. Now, bedroom number 4. At one point, you told the police that your sister was staying with you, and that's why the sleeping arrangements were as they were. Was your sister ever staying with you, or did I misunderstand what you said?
No, my sister wasn't staying with me.
Okay. So let me ask you this. At what point did Madeline's bedroom kind of become the living room? When did that setup start?
I think as soon as a few months into us moving back into that townhouse.
And when would that have been?
Let's see, sometime in 2022, but I'm not sure when.
Okay. It's my understanding that it's December of 2022 that you and Stefan kind of break up?
Yes.
But he still remains in the townhome?
Yes.
Why is that?
So even though you're broken up, I still consider him one of my best friends. I wanted to give him the opportunity to live there, and he had gotten a job at Disney, the Mr. Well.
Okay.
And I didn't want him to continue to lose that, because he had been struggling for a long time to get a job or do anything with his own mental health issues.
Okay.
So I just wanted to give him a chance to, like, do something, be something. So,
did he pay rent?
Yes.
How much rent did he pay?
$600 a month.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Careful.
No footsies.
like long ways.
So, in December of 2022, kind of when the breakup happens, prior to that, what were the sleeping arrangements in your home? Was he sleeping in your bedroom as a couple?
Yes.
So who's in bedroom number 4, if anybody?
I think that room remained empty for a while. For a little bit, there was another roommate there, but it remained empty for the most part.
And were your female roommates already there in 2 and 3?
Yes.
Why doesn't Madeline have that bedroom 4?
I wanted her to have bedroom 4, but my dad really wanted rent. That whole unit that I live in is owned by my father.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do you pay your father anything to live there, or does he just handle the collecting the rent from your rentees, lessees, whatever they are?
I pay him rent as well.
Okay. What do you pay for the rent?
My portion of the rent was $400 a month.
All right. And what do the two female roommates pay?
$850 and $650.
Okay. Prior to Madeline having her own bedroom set up in the living room, where was she sleeping in that townhome?
In my bed with me.
Okay. And this is during a time frame when you were together with Stefan. So is it the three of you every night?
Well, when we had first moved in, it was just me and Maddie. So it was just me and her on the bed. Then I think we eventually got her own bedroom. Stefan moves in eventually. And then, yeah, at that point, it does become the three of us on the bed.
Okay. So Madeline's 12. And she has her own bedroom. And how often is she sleeping in her own bed alone?
Hardly. She doesn't like sleeping alone. And she doesn't like the living room. It's too big, too quiet. She says it would be too dark and then there would be spiders. She would see spiders, so.
So you say hardly. Were there ever nights where she just slept alone in her bed? Or is it 100%? Because there's a difference between hardly ever and 100% to me.
If she ever slept on that bed, it was like once.
Okay. All right. So now you've broken up with Stefan in December of 2022, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's still paying rent, and he's there full time in bedroom number 4. Is that where he goes after you break up?
No. He stayed in my room for a few months. We've broken up, but we weren't sure how to discuss it with Maddie because it was the middle of the school year, and I didn't want to affect her in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So we just played it off, acted like everything was normal and fine for the first 6 months. And then eventually she caught on. And then once she did, we admitted to her that we were broken up. And then, at that point is when he moved up to bedroom 4.
Okay. And once he moved up to bedroom 4, were there instances where Madeline would sleep alone upstairs with him?
I'm going to say
I want you to think carefully before you answer, because obviously we've gone through your phone and we've seen all the conversations that you've had with Stefan. So it's clear that that's occurring. So I'm giving you the chance to answer the question.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how many times it's happened.
Okay. Why are you allowing that to occur?
I saw Stefan as someone that I completely trusted with my life, my child's life. I thought he had cared for her as a father would. He had been in her life for more than half of it, playing the father role. I thought he cared for her the way I did.
Now, does there come a point in time in 2023 where you've kind of had enough of roommate ex-boyfriend Stefan and ask him to hit the road?
Yes.
And is that fair to say it was like October?
Maybe, yeah, like the end of October, because then I gave him all of November and told him he had to be out by December 1st kind of thing. But yeah, that sounds about right.
And then did you kind of ask him to leave a month earlier and it was a source of arguments?
Yes.
Okay. So now at this point in time when he's being asked to leave, have you had any conversation with Maddie that mommy isn't together with Stefan anymore and this is kind of the ways of the world? Do you have that conversation with her?
She had, by June, she figured it out already, so she knew we weren't together or anything like that. By December, yeah, she had already known he was leaving, and
okay.
But that was okay.
Why is he coming back to visit after he's out?
We're still friendly with each other at this point. Christmas is coming up, and we wanted to spend Christmas together. So he comes up for a few days during Christmas, and then he does visit a few more times after that, but for the day, and it's to pick up packages. He keeps getting mail delivered to my house, packages. So he just comes up and picks them up.
And when he comes to visit after he's been kind of kicked out, is he paying rent or how is this working? Or is he just coming to visit?
He just comes to visit.
Is your father making any arrangements to rent bedroom number 4? Because this is his income that he's losing.
Yeah, we had like an ad posted to see if we can get any renters. So we were trying to rent it out, but then we had to stop.
And what happens if you had ended up renting room number 4? Is Stefan gonna still come up and visit you and sleep in your bed?
I don't know. I hadn't even thought of it at that point.
At one point, you told investigators that Stefan was, quote unquote, stuck down there until they could afford for him to come back. Were there plans for him to come back?
We had discussed him coming back and living with me. We weren't sure if temporarily or like for me to help him out with the place for a little bit before he can find his own place and move out. Or we were also considering talking about living together as like a companionship, okay, with my best friend who's helping me out with my child.
Because you told investigators that a lot of the reason your relationship fizzled off with Stefan was that your antidepressants. You had moved on to other people, had you not?
Yes.
And so despite having moved on with other people, you were still having Stefan come up and visit, and there were plans to cohabitate with him again, potentially.
Possibly, yes.
Maddie had the opportunity to go visit her biological father in the fall out in Texas. Is that a yes?
Yes.
All right. Do you remember texting the biological father, "Hope nobody touches Maddie or tries shit or films her under the bathroom"? You remember sending that text?
No.
Orange County Sheriff's Office back in February?
No.
Because that seems like a very oddly specific thing to text the father. So you didn't know anything about what was going on filming underneath bathroom doors?
No idea. I don't know why I would have texted them.
Okay. June 16th of last year, about 9:30 p.m.
Oh, actually, I can't actually think back to that.
Okay.
I think around the time that Maddie was going to fly out to Houston, there had been an airline person that had gone into the bathroom and placed their camera on the toilet to film. And I remember thinking, I don't want Maddie, I'm afraid of Maddie being alone on a plane because what if an attendant does that to her? Said, hold on, let me fix something in the bathroom. And in reality, they're setting up a camera because this did happen to a girl.
Okay.
So I want to say may have been concerns over that.
Okay. Now, June 16th of last year at 9:30 p.m. and 27 seconds, you texted Stefan this. Maddie's no longer sleeping with me. I can't risk it. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
How often was Maddie sleeping with you?
All the time.
Well, you keep on saying often versus all the time. Was it 100% of the time or not 100% of the time?
If she wasn't with my mom and she was with me, then yeah, she was sleeping with me.
Okay. And if she's at mom, she's 100% of the time sleeping with mom?
With my mom, or she does have her own room, I guess. Like there's another spare room she could use, but for the most part, she prefers to sleep with my mom.
Okay. Now, my understanding is that you had some sort of period tracker that you kept track of Madeline's period with?
I had a calendar app that I would write what days she would get her period, yeah.
And obviously, Madeline doesn't have a job, so she's not going out and buying the products that she would need if she had her period, right? You would have to do that for her?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
So do you remember her using any of those products at all in February? Because I assume you take the trash out, or does she take the trash out, or how does all this work?
I take the trash out. In February, no, I didn't notice her using any of her feminine hygiene products.
Did you have any conversations with her about that?
No, but I didn't notice until after everything.
Because it would have been due like at the beginning of February, and this all happens at the end of February, so she's almost due again in March. So you never had any conversations with her about not having her period at the beginning of February?
No, she's had other periods that have been missed or like super late, so I just assumed this was going to be one of those situations again.
Okay.
But no, I didn't.
Did you ever discuss her periods or lack of periods with Stefan?
I don't think so.
It's my understanding that Maddie had to take Miralax. I'm familiar with that myself because of my daughter when she was little. So she had constipation issues?
Yeah.
Would it ever cause her discomfort, physical pain, bleeding?
Yes.
And how are you aware of that?
She would tell me. There have been moments. So we've gone to doctor's appointments. They've run a lot of tests on her. They told me why her body is doing what it's doing. But she's shown me if there was blood or if she's in the bathroom and she just can't go, like it's stuck. Mm-hmm. She showed me that too. So
did she ever specifically seek treatment for tears or bleeding or anything due to her bowel movements?
No, I don't think so. Tears or anything like that, no.
Okay.
I don't think there was ever a tear.
Okay. On February 26th, the whole purpose of Stefan coming and taking Madeline to school was so that you could get some sleep. You had missed your medication Saturday night, so on and so forth, right?
Yes.
Is there any particular reason Stefan couldn't have driven your car to take Madeline to school and therefore not embarrass her and he could just drop her off normally?
Yes, but because he's not on my car insurance, I was very nervous to let him drive my car.
You did let him drive your car after this occurred, though, right?
Yes, but he was very insistent because he wanted to go look for Maddie, and he had a spare on his car because he had a flat, so he couldn't drive his car. So he just really wanted to go out. So I just let him, but I wasn't comfortable with it.
Okay. During your previous interviews, and you did it once today, you kind of interchanged I, we, or Stefan dropping Madeline off at school. Did you see Madeline at all on February 26th, 2024, that Monday?
No.
Do you know anything about how she died?
No.
Did Stefan tell you anything about how she died?
No.
Did Stefan tell you about his plans to go back down to Northport in your car that Wednesday morning?
No.
Got any questions, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting close.
I'm going to jump through because I was making notes as we were going on. So how frequently did Stefan come up here after he moved back to Northport?
I'm going to say,
how many times total do you think he came back here?
2 to 3 times.
Do you remember if those were around specific dates?
One was like the week of Christmas. I can't remember when the other one was.
Was Stefan in town the week or two prior to this last time he came?
I don't remember. It's possible, but I don't remember. Everything is becoming a blur.
Do you remember sending him a text message asking if he can babysit Maddie while you go have lunch with your friend?
This was a few weeks before.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going out a few weeks before. I don't remember asking him to babysit. I don't know where he was.
Did you ever go to lunch with your friend? And he babysat her?
I did go to lunch with my friend, but I don't think he was here. I think Maddie stayed home alone for a few hours.
Okay. When you mentioned Maddie caught on about you guys being broke up, how did that happen? What did she say? Or
I forgot. We were having a conversation. And she goes, "Are you guys broken up?" And we kind of looked at her. And we're like, "Why do you ask?" She goes, "Because you guys are kind of acting like you're broken up. You guys haven't hugged and kissed in a long time." And we're like, "Okay." So we just kind of.
How do you think she felt about that?
Fine. She didn't act sad or happy or anything. You're just like, whatever.
All right. Now, you mentioned to me before, too, that you found her phone on her dresser in, like, her little bedroom area. Does she have a specific spot where she plugs in her phone to charge? How does she charge her phone?
So, on her side of my bed, she's got a long charger. She'll connect it there to charge. Don't know how she charged it that night, though. Don't know if she took her charger and moved it to the room upstairs. Not sure.
How do you charge your phone?
I charge my phone with my charger next to me on my side of the bed.
Okay, is it one that you plug in or...
The magnetic one.
Okay. Now, when you go to bed at night, is there any kind of routine that you do with your phone if you're... texting, look on TikTok or whatever, and you go to bed, you just set your phone down and go to sleep, or what's that routine like?
I'll TikTok until I start dozing off, and then I'll put my phone on the charger, make sure my alarm's on, and then just lay down, close my eyes, and hope not to think of too much, just fall asleep.
Okay, that night, Saturday or Sunday night, when you guys went spending this half hour of time together, was all you that you were doing was talking about gifts and counting her money, or were you guys doing anything else?
Just asking her for more details about the party and to tell me like what I missed. She seemed like she had a really good time.
When you got home from work that day, where was everybody?
I think everyone was in my room, hanging out in my room.
Okay, everybody meaning...
Maddie and Stephen were there. Okay. Sorry.
All right. Now, it's obvious that you and Stephen communicate via text message and phone calls and stuff like that. What is Google Meet?
What is Google Meet? That is like Google's version of FaceTime. So just face chatting.
Okay.
Video chatting.
Okay. When her birthday party was planned, was this planned before you got your job or after?
The birthday party?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was planned before. Because once I saw my schedule and I saw that it was during a training day, and I wasn't going to call out. I considered rescheduling the party, but my family was insistent to just keep it that day. And I said, okay.
All right, so Stefan moves out of his room, and I think he mentioned that your dad had plans on renting that room again to somebody else. Is that right?
Yeah.
How was that room set up? How was Stefan's room set up after he moved out?
Pretty much the same. The bed was in the same location. The TV, the dresser, the desk, and the mini fridge, everything stayed in the same location.
Okay, was the bed, and did it have comforter blankets and all that stuff on it, or?
When he moved out, everything was empty. There was a mattress protector cover on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had clean sheets and clean blankets to put on, like they're available, so.
Where were they available?
In the closet.
Okay.
And I did, yeah. I let him know they were there.
Do you know if he made the bed?
I don't know, but I'm going to assume he. I don't know.
What did the blankets look like that would be used to make that bed?
They would be white. White cotton linen sheets with, they're white, but they're white stripes, different sheets of white. So white stripes going down it. That was a fitted cover, then a sheet, and then the pillowcases. And should have been like a warm blanket in the closet somewhere.
For the same color, white or?
Maybe gray.
Okay, when you say there's pillowcases, how many pillows were on the bed?
Sure. I know that we had taken things out of that room before. I don't know if we used those pillows. I'm not sure what pillows were up there.
Okay, did you ever go into the room after you discovered that she was missing? Did you go upstairs to that bedroom? No? Okay. So when you go to sleep in your room, and you're either with Maddie or without Maddie or with Stefan, is your door open, closed, lights on, lights off?
When I go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a cat. I can't shut the door. I have to leave it cracked. Mm-hmm. So it stays cracked with a little door stopper mm-hmm. behind it so it doesn't open all the way because my cat will just rock it up over. Yeah, but we sleep with the door cracked.
Okay, lights on, lights off?
Lights off with a YouTube video playing in the background, playing rain sounds.
Okay, would the screen be illuminated, or is it something where a screen, like a phone, where the screen goes black and it still plays?
It goes black, yeah. So.
Okay. Do you remember that night if you were listening to those YouTube videos? Or
probably was. I listen to it every night, so I probably was.
Does it shut off automatically?
Around like 4 or 5 a.m., but then I'll notice and I'll press play again.
Okay. Is it fair to say that you're easily woken up or no? By sounds like that, or?
I'm easily woken up. I don't know.
Okay. Now, this purpose of you telling or having Maddie sleep with Stefan upstairs is because you told me before that you needed a good night's sleep. If you needed this kind of sleep previously to when Stefan wasn't there, what would happen?
You mean if Stefan wasn't there and I needed this good night's sleep?
Mm-hmm.
It depends. If I had missed my meds the way I missed them that night and I wasn't feeling, or I was feeling just how I was feeling, I'm not sure if I would have had her sleep, have her sleep with me on the other side of the bed, or if I would have sent her upstairs to the guest room. But, she sleeps like a monkey. She rolls. She'll start on one end of the bed and end up on top of me by the end of the night. And she's a gymnast, I guess. But,
have you ever sent her upstairs to sleep?
No. Not for any of these reasons.
Have you ever sent her upstairs to sleep by herself?
Alone?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. I'm going to need to wrap this up.
Okay, one more question. Does anybody use your phone other than you?
No, except for the day that we were sitting in front of my house and forensics was in the house. That was the only time I've ever let anyone use my phone, and that was Stefan. Stefan had my phone.
What about, do you wear an Apple Watch?
No. Yes.
Does it track any of your movements or anything like that that you know of? Do you sleep with your watch on?
No. I hardly ever put it on, honestly.
Okay. All right. I don't
have anything else. Do you have anything real quick, Daniel?
No.
Do you have anything that you think we should know, Matt? Matthews?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. Good down there?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, it's 10:06 a.m. We will conclude this investigative subpoena interview with Yuma Soto. Thank you.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.